The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that tallies the score of history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at the story of America's first census, including what the numbers revealed about the young country, for better or for worse. The day was August 2nd, 1790. Federal marshals set out on horseback to begin the first official count of the American people. The census took place during George Washington's first term as president and was authorized by Congress in accordance with Article 1, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. That law required the federal government to carry out a census of the U.S. population every 10 years. Fulfilling that mandate has never been a simple endeavor, even when the nation was relatively small. In 1790, citizens were scattered among 13 rural states and a handful of outlying territories. The only way to reach all of those people was to travel door to door on horseback and then post the results in each town to see if anyone had been missed. It was a doozy of a first assignment for the U.S. Marshals, but under the direction of Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson, they got the job done, just as census takers have every 10 years since. It was nothing new for a country to take an official tally of its citizens. In fact, many had already done so since antiquity, including Babylonia, China, Egypt, and Rome. In 1749, Sweden became the first modern nation to establish a recurring national census, and a few decades later, the newly formed United States followed its lead. Both countries used census results for traditional purposes like taxation and funding allocation. But the U.S. took things a step further. Its results would also be used for the apportionment of political power. The number of seats that each state holds in the House of Representatives is based directly on the results of the census. That important role is the reason why the census was given a constitutional mandate in the U.S. As the number of residents in each state changes, so too does the size of its representation in Congress. These days, the U.S. Census Bureau sends out specially trained enumerators to get an accurate count of the population, but in 1790, and for nearly a century afterward, that job was done by the U.S. Marshal Service. That's the federal agency that's best known today for its role in witness protection and fugitive recovery. The census law required each of the nation's 16 marshals to hire a series of assistants to help canvass the residents in their respective districts. Roughly 650 assistant marshals set out on August 2, 1790, and over the course of the next 9 months, they rode door to door across the original 13 states, as well as the districts of Kentucky, Maine, and Vermont, and the Southwest Territory, now known as Tennessee. Once their initial counts had been completed, each assistant had to post the results in two public places so that the local residents could report any errors or omissions. When this was done, the assistants delivered their findings to the marshals, who then had 4 months to verify the results before submitting them as final. Each marshal was paid between $100 and $500 for this service, the equivalent of $3,000 to $16,000 in 2022. Meanwhile, the assistant marshals were given just $1 for every 50 to 300 people they counted. That's about $32 today. As complex a task as it was to reach the widely scattered residents, the census itself consisted of only 6 questions. It asked the name of the white male householder, and then the names of each member of the household who fell into one of 5 groups. The categories listed were free white males who were at least 16 years old, free white males who were under 16 years old, free white females, all other free persons, and lastly, slaves. In keeping with the values of the time, or the lack thereof, enslaved persons were counted as 3/5 of a person for taxation and representation purposes. The category other free persons referred to free African Americans, as well as to those of mixed race and to Native Americans who lived among the white population. And yes, that means the vast majority of Native Americans weren't counted at all. You may also be wondering why the original census distinguished between white males over and under 16 years old, yet made no such mention of age for white females. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, that was done to assess the country's industrial and military potential. The government wanted to know if the fledgling nation were to be attacked by Europe or from within by those it held in bondage, did it have enough able-bodied free white men to hold the line? The first U.S. Census officially ended on May 2, 1791, the day when the assistant marshals were supposed to hand in their final counts. That said, several states and the Southwest Territory were given extensions, and as a result, the final report wasn't issued until 1793. In the end, the total population of the United States in 1790 was said to be a little over 3.9 million people. Neither George Washington nor Thomas Jefferson were fully satisfied with that final count. Both had expected a higher number, and were said to have worried that a smaller population might make them appear weak to their European rivals. Looking back, the most damning figure to come from the first U.S. census wasn't the nation's total population. It was the number of those people who were enslaved by the others, almost 700,000. That was the same number as the total population of Virginia, the most populous state in the Union at the time. That means enslaved Africans accounted for approximately 18% of the country's total population in 1790. That's roughly 1 in every 6 people. Despite the difficulties of conducting it, the inaugural census only cost the country about $44,000. That's beyond a bargain when compared to the more than $14 billion spent on the 2020 census. In 1790, the hope was that the results of the census would help instill a sense of pride in the public, the feeling that the nation was growing and moving forward. The moral cost of that progress was staring the country right in the face, 700,000 enslaved and counting. But most Americans chose not to see that ugly truth, or at least to do nothing about it. Instead, the results were celebrated. Some people even commissioned commemorative jugs with the census results printed on the side. It was a product requiring such a fine degree of craftsmanship that it had to be imported from England. In that way, the census jug was a fitting souvenir for America at the time, a country that meant to boast about its strength, but in doing so, revealed how weak it really was. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.